There you go. There's the new acoustic version of Finger Eleven's, which I guess would now be called a classic, Paralyzer.
Yeah, that was really good.
Because it's celebrating a milestone. We got James Black from Finger Eleven on the line with us. It's celebrating 100 million streams on Spotify. Congratulations on that. That is quite an amazing number.
It's a crazy number. It's funny. We thought the hot spot of that song had happened like 10 years ago. It's just like, it just keeps going. It's like, oh, this is awesome.
Yeah, I mean, that song was, in my youth, one of my favorites.
Oh, way to make us feel old.
Go out. Yeah. Sorry. I mean, you guys have been a favorite band of mine for a very long time. My fiance absolutely adores you. Every time you come do the birthday bash, she's like, is Finger Eleven going to be there?
Oh, man. Yeah, it's awesome. Like, it having a long career is great because, you get to have been a part of a bunch of people's lives. And then when you have a song like this where it sort of shows up and then it doesn't go away, it's weird. It's rare.
And to put it in perspective, so cool. I don't think there's many songs that can claim this, certainly not from Canadian bands. No. 100 million is an unfathomable amount of streams.
Yeah. If I had a dollar.
Oh, man, if we got a dollar every time we got a dollar.
I don't know if you're privy to the stats on this, but do you know if Paralyzer has, like, peaks and valleys throughout the course of its lifetime? Is there a time when it seems like it's getting more streams, whether it's you guys are on tour or maybe it's in a soundtrack or something?
I think towards the beginning of the year when everyone was starting to have to be at home a lot more, it looked like it started to get played more.
Wow.
So it must have fallen into a lot of people's playlists or something. And, like, you know, you're lucky to get onto a playlist that happens to be while nobody can go anywhere. So it's like, all of a sudden even if they want to, they can't get away from it.
When it comes to this song in particular, I mean, I think when you go out on tour, it kind of revitalizes it a little bit because you guys really take care of this song. You play it and you do a montage of some Led Zeppelin and Franz Ferdinand, and you bring it to life and make it something special that people look forward to in the concert.
Yeah, like that song is thankfully one of those songs that it happens to be really fun to play as a guitar player. It's super fun. And then after long enough, we're like, okay, we're not sick of playing this, but let's add to it and make it even more fun. And so the song, when it came out, it was sort of, we loved Pink Floyd, we loved Led Zeppelin, and it was sort of like, if somebody heard the song, it was like, oh, it's got a little bit of that groove. Like, yeah. Yeah, it does.
So yeah, it does.
Then we just sort of decided, hey, let's run headfirst into that and like put some of those songs into the middle of the song live. So at some point, I think it was like 3 or 4 songs in the middle of Paralyzer. So
did you get a plaque?
A plaque
from Spotify
for the stream?
Yeah.
No, not yet.
Oh, come
Maybe
on.
Maybe they'll email us one.
YouTube sends one.
I'm looking at we got a platinum record when this album that Paralyzer's on came out, and at the time it got an award for ringtone, and so the plaque is like a CD and a platinum thing, and then this weird little like silver picture of a cell phone off to the corner of it to commemorate ringtones.
What kind of cell phone? Is it like an old flip phone or?
Just after flip phones, but it's not a display. It's funny. It's
like a razor.
Yeah.
Well, it's definitely a song to be proud of, and it's stood the test of time. It's one of our biggest songs here on Rock 95, and we're glad you released this acoustic version, too. It sounds really good.
Oh, yeah. It's a lot of fun. We kind of had to reconfigure our game plan since we couldn't all be together for a good stretch of time. So we came up with some acoustic stuff to keep that, just to keep connected and making stuff. So while we're making new songs,
are you getting antsy with the pandemic? Is it you've been itching to get out there?
Oh, me, yeah, for sure. Yeah. It didn't take long for me. I'm one to want to just get out there. Let's go. In the midst of all, like this year is an anniversary of an album of ours called The Grace of Blue Skies, and so we started to make acoustic sort of reimaginings of those tracks. And in that we decided to do Paralyzer, and it just was like, oh, this is cool. Let's put it up.
Well, congratulations, 100 million streams, and here's to 100 million more.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, absolutely. When it comes to